My Father, my God, I thank you. I'm grateful unto you, O God. Noah's ark is grateful unto you. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your love. We are grateful. If all the hairs on our head were combed, they are not enough to say thank you. Father, we magnify your name. All the glory, honor, and adoration be unto you. I have no words of my own. Anoint this living lips of clay to declare a word in season. None of me, all of you. That I will decrease and you will increase, O God. Thank you, my Father, my God. Open the eyes of our understanding. Damage every ignorance in our lives. In Jesus' name, we have worship and pray. If you can hear me, including those worshiping with us online, wherever you are, if you can hear me speak, it means you're not deaf. If you can see me, watching me right now, including those worshiping with us, wherever you are, joining us all over the world, it means you're not blind. If you stood up and you sat down by yourself, by the help of God, it means you're not paralyzed. Celebrate God. No. You don't understand. When I asked you if you could hear me and you responded that you can, there are some persons, they've never heard a sound in their life. You can see me, you're not blind. We're talking about gratitude. It's our 10th year anniversary. Gratitude is a posture of worship in thanksgiving. Gratitude is a posture of what? Worship in thanksgiving. And each and every one of us has to come to an understanding. Listen, you must be grateful to God for everything that you have. Wherever you are, be grateful to God. Too often, many of us are telling God about the things that we don't have and the things that are not working in our life, but we fail to realize there are many things that are working for you. If you're here right now in this service, physically in this service, you're not in the hospital. But let me say something that I need to clarify, because the Holy Spirit said this to me when I was coming. Listen, beloved, when you get into the place of thanking God, do not corrupt it by comparing. Your gratitude is incomplete when you compare. When you corrupt your gratitude by saying, Father, I am grateful that I am in the sanctuary. Stop there. When you say that I'm grateful that I'm in the sanctuary and not the mortuary, listen, those who are in the mortuary, if they have their way, they will not be in the mortuary. There were two men that showed up. One said, Father, I thank you that I am not like him. That was a corrupted gratitude expression. Many of us are waiting for God to do something phenomenal. Listen, if you do not have a catheter attached to your body by which you pass urine, do you know gratitude? Noah's Ark. There are many things for you and I to be grateful to God for. Listen, on my way here, I got a great news. I was just thanking God on my way here to worship with you and to celebrate God in your life. And the church where I serve, we just welcomed less than 5 minutes ago a bouncing baby boy. Hallelujah. See. Did you see how you just did it now? Oh. Listen, brethren. I said gratitude is a posture of worship in thanksgiving. Many of us have gotten so familiar with God that when we say thank you to God, it's like saying thank you, Sha. Thank you what? Sha. Meaning that you can do more. The fact that someone single became double without trouble is a testimony. That the person double without trouble conceived is a testimony. That the person carried a baby for 9 months is a testimony. Listen, brethren, every waking moment of your life, you should be a true expression of God's gratitude. I said every waking moment. Understand this. I got a phone call. I've said this to some of my brethren. I got a phone call. Someone called me very early, like 5 a.m., and said to me, oh, I'm sorry I woke you up. I said to them, point of correction, you did not wake me up. There is no man that has the capacity to wake up another man. If God does not wake you up, you are gone. Your alarm clock does not wake you up. I need you to have a new understanding of gratitude. Your alarm clock, if alarm clocks can wake us up, then we will take all the alarm clocks, go to the morgue, set it, and say for you, once it is 5, wake up. But they will not wake up. Because you are not working by your alarm clock. You are working by the mercies of God. Listen, in today's Thanksgiving service of gratitude, when it is time to dance, don't minimize your dance. Don't be apologetic about your dance. Listen, the posture of worship, when you are grateful to God, you don't look at any other person. Ah, I will enter his gates with what? Enter his courts with what? I have 3 children that God has given to me, blessed me with. My last born, a girl, she understands the principle of gratitude in a dangerous way. She understands the principle of gratitude in what? Now, the scripture I just quoted before, somebody say, Pastor is not quoting scripture. Psalm 100, verse 4 to 5. I just quoted scripture now. Okay? Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is what? Everlasting. And his truth endures to all generations. My last born walks up to me and says to me, Daddy, I love you. I say, I love you too. So, Daddy, you are the best. I say, yes, I thank God. Ah, Daddy, you are special. As she continues to, Daddy, thank you. I'm like, what a guan. Then she says, Daddy, thank you for the ice cream that you have bought for me. When did I buy you ice cream? Daddy, thank you for the pizza that you are. You know that I will be a bad father after she has thanked me. Many of us, your gratitude is limited to what God has done. Why shouldn't you thank God for what you believe he has done that you have not seen? I thank God for the massive air conditioning system in Noah's Ark. I thank God. I'm grateful to God for the multi-level story car park. I thank God for raising kingdom partners in the place of uncommon finance. Gratitude. It is beyond an attitude for altitude. I don't want to talk like that. See, gratitude is not what you wear and you take off. Every time you express gratitude to God, you confuse the devil. You lost your job. You were doing the right thing, but you lost your job. And then the devil say, oh yeah, speak. Listen, every time you walk in the place of thanksgiving, you change your position. Every time you walk in the place of lamentation and complaint, you invite demons. Can I say it again? Every time you walk in the realm of thanksgiving, where everything is obvious, someone will ask you, why are you thanking God? You just lost your job. He said, it was my job I lost, not my life. Yes, I have life, I will get a better job. Yes, and in getting a better job, God alone is glorified. By the words of your mouth, you shall be justified. By the words of your mouth, you might be condemned if you do not magnify God. And listen, gratitude starts from your heart. That's why I said it's a heart posture. It's not just from your expression. You know, you can prostrate for somebody, but if in your heart you are standing tall. You can prostrate for someone, but in your heart you are standing tall. I love Jesus. How many of us love Jesus? I love Jesus. Let me tell you something about Jesus. Something he did in the scriptures. The Bible says that he had been... Let me read the scriptures for us so it's easier for us. Mark chapter 6. Mark chapter 6 from verse 30. Or start from verse 41. Put it up on the screen, please. I'm reading the New Living Translation, but anyone you put up is fine. And when he had taken the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes. Now, listen. Brethren, let me say this. including those outside under the canopy, thank you for coming. God honors your sacrifice, your commitment, and your dedication. Thank you for coming. I celebrate you. Listen, when you walk in the realm of gratitude, not enough becomes more than enough. What did I say? Not enough becomes what? More than enough. Five loaves, two fishes. They told him, if you read the Gospels, they said, what is this among so many? The people have been with us. A year's salary is not enough to feed them. Jesus said, what do you have? When you walk in gratitude, God opens your eyes to see the things you disregarded that God can use. To see the things that you did what? Can I tell you a secret? It's not a secret. It's something you should know. The members of the choir, when they sing and they worship God, you know they are beautiful. Listen, gratitude carries an aura. Gratitude carries a what? A righteous, beautiful aura. So when you worship God, when you thank him, imagine you're a friend. Let me use Pastor Victor as an example. Imagine someone in your life that every time they show up, Victor, all man the age, nothing they walk. Pepper, know the rest. We don't suffer this country. And that person is only complaining from the beginning to the end. What is going to happen? That person will drain your energy, invite contrariness. Jesus said to them, the Bible says here, he looked up to heaven, blessed, gave thanks, and break the loaves and gave them to his disciples. Gratitude. The moment he gave thanks and handed them to the disciples, multiplication began to happen. I'll tell you a true story. I was pastoring a church many years ago, and the church was growing in reverse. You know what I mean by growing in reverse? The church was not growing, summarily. I'd been praying, I'd been worshiping, I'd been doing many things. And then the Holy Spirit said to me, make declarations of faith with gratitude. So I showed up on a Sunday service. We were about 15 in the entire church. And the auditorium was bigger than this. So it was time to preach the word. It was just 15 of us. So I said, I want to thank everyone for being part of today's service. I thank God especially. I want to say thank you to all the workers that are standing up because there is no space. The moment I began to talk like that, the ministers in front, they looked at each other. And they said, there are 15 of us here. There is space. Everywhere is empty. I said, I want to thank God that the car park is full and the traffic wardens are coordinating. Please, everyone that is going to park subsequently, be careful. There are children. As I was talking, some people were whispering to themselves, something don't happen to Pastor. Something don't happen. And there was nobody like the live broadcast. There was nobody. And I said to those joining us online, wherever, they were just waiting for me to continue before somebody would just walk and just whisper and collect the microphone, check my temperature to be sure I'm okay, and remove me. And then after I thanked God and I spoke like that, I went into the message. Listen, in the place of gratitude with God, you can never be excessive. You can never be what? You can never be excessive. God, many of us come before God. Lord, you need to do this. You have not done this. This is April. You promised me. We challenge God. We confront God. And God is asking a question. Why don't you give thanks? Why don't you tell me how grateful you are? God, I'm in Lasso. I wanted to go to Unibail, but I'm in Lasso. Stop that. Lasso is a great school. Why are you telling God you want to go to Unibail? You are here now. Make the best of it. Get into the place of thanksgiving. Gratitude. We are 10. We're not going to tell God the churches that started before us and are not here again. We are focusing on our own gratitude to God. Listen, when you are expressing the posture of thanksgiving towards God, you forget packaging. You forget what? You forget. Some people, I understand, you don't want your foundation to be disturbed. But if the foundation is removed, what can the righteous do?
You understand what I'm...
Those who know, you know. Clock it. God is with you. Gratitude. I'm great. That girl thanked me for ice cream and pizza that I didn't plan. She got it. But I also got it too. Anytime she says, Daddy, I love you. I love you too. I love you too. Daddy, where are you going? No, I'm loving you. I'm loving you. Anything for me? Because I know that from Daddy, I love you, something else can come. How many of us are grateful to God? I could go on with scriptures. The story of the 10 lepers is one of my favorite sad stories in the Bible. There were 10. 10 of them. And the one that came back to say thank you was the one that nobody expected will come back to say thank you. Listen, be the one that comes back to say thank you. Ah, brethren, it's time for testimony time, overcomers time. Does anybody have testimony? Everybody, cack. I don't get testimony. Everyone here has a testimony. You slept and God woke you up is a testimony. You left your house, you made it here, is a testimony. You are going back home safely, is a testimony. I flew yesterday into Lagos because I had to be with you this morning. And I entered the plane, praise God. And as I sat in the plane, I said, Father, I thank you for journey mercies. I said, nothing will happen to me. I thank you. There are many things that are going on in your life. Be grateful. Listen, you lost some things, but you did not lose anything. You did not lose everything. It is by the mercies of God. In the expression of we're going to have Thanksgiving. We're going to receive ministrations. Don't hold back. Don't do what? Don't hold back. Jesus asked the question, were there not 10? Where is the remaining 9? Where is the remaining 9? I'm challenging you right now. I'm encouraging you. Listen, hold fast the confession of your faith. When it comes to the subject of gratitude, don't change your confession. Don't tell God you're not doing enough for me. Don't tell God that I love to sing. I love to worship God. Don't tell God you're not doing. Promotion comes from God. Promotion comes from who? Your promotion has been delayed, I prophesy. By the power in the name of Jesus, receive accelerated promotion. Amen. Your amen can be better. Amen. The scripture that I reference is Luke chapter 17, verse 12 to 19. Luke 17, 12 to 19. That's the scripture that I just referenced to you. Gratitude. What are you grateful to God for? Can I speak to the single people very briefly? That a young man walks up to you, sister, and says, how are you doing? And you say, God, this is not the person that I want to come and talk to me. First, be grateful to God that somebody walked to talk to you. And be grateful to God. Because someone you say, too tall, too short, not slim enough, too fat. Don't be an ingrate. You score 75 in your exam, you are crying. I have a friend. He's a walking encyclopedia of joy. See, when you walk in the reality of gratitude of God, of Jesus, joy overflows in you. When people are lamenting about results, and you say, bros, Alpha. You say, me, I passed. I passed. You say, what did you score? You say, about 45. Why are you excited? I'm alive now. To celebrate the fact that I passed. Let's go chop pepper soup. You cannot be. You are not sober. I'm sober. This is my own soberness. There are some of us, you don't smile. They say something interesting and encouraging. Your face is strong like cement. And you're just wondering, even in the place of prayer, enter into his gates with what? Can you imagine someone coming to you and telling you, God, April don't reach now. I must get married this year. But you're not doing well, though. Some people cannot, you don't even try God. All the sisters I'm seeing, they don't match my destiny. Do you match their own destiny? Gratitude. Noah's ark. This ark might not look like the ark, but does not look like the ark at year one. Does not look like the ark at year two. It's not going to look like the ark in year 20. Glory be to God. A posture of worship and gratitude. You know, as much as you talk about this nation being challenging, there are some persons that are still grateful to God for Nigeria. Oh, you don't understand. There are people that are grateful to God for Nigeria. I know a country, I won't mention the name. The weather, minus 40, minus 50 degrees. It's not cold. You can't spit. If you spit ice, your spit will turn to ice in your mouth. Look at us here. We dress well. In some countries, you don't know your neighbor. And if you go and greet your neighbor, they are suspicious of you. Hello. Yes. I'm your neighbor. Mm-hmm. I just moved in. Mm. Here in Nigeria, in Nigeria, we have urgent 2K. Over there, there's no 2. Please, can you just raise me? Nobody will raise you except God raises you. Gratitude. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. When we come dancing, when we come expressing thanks to God, don't hold back. I've come to encourage you. I've come to challenge you. Listen, when things happen in your life, the devil wants to know what you will do. If you say nothing and you do nothing, you maintain your position. If you go into the realm of complaint, you join the enemy. The devil gets validation. If you go the way of thanksgiving, God says, that's the guy that I want. That's the, Daniel, Joseph. There is no record that Joseph challenged God and said, God, look at me, I'm innocent. What am I doing here? There's no record. Jesus came before the tomb of Lazarus and he said, Father, I thank you that you always hear me. I thank you. How many of us can pray like that? How many of us can talk to God like that and say, Father, I thank you that you always hear me. I thank you for your provision. I thank you for your blessings. In my church where I serve right now, my chief financial officer is thanking God for our lives. He will look at the finance and he will say, sir, this money is more than enough. The Lord is my shepherd. All my needs are met. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. The Lord, there is a way you will thank God. I went for a party. I'm rounding off now. I went for a party, you know, to rejoice with a friend. And when I got there, I don't know what they did, though. Maybe it's my stature. They went and gave the man that is singing, they gave him my name. And the man started to sing. Beer. And as he was singing, mentioning my son, I said, that's me. The guy began to magnify himself. And then my right leg started shaking. I said, Oga, behave. Then my hand, the part of my body was vibrating. Then I got up and I said, sit down. I told myself, when you get into the place of gratitude, God does not send angels. He stands up for you. Can I say that again? When you get into the place of gratitude, he doesn't delegate. He stands up and shows up. So Jesus had to say, Lazarus, come forth. If Jesus said, come forth, there would have been crisis. Because people that were dead will come out. In everything you are confronted with, do not neglect thanksgiving. Rise up on your feet. Rise up on your feet. All eyes closed, all hearts bowed. All eyes closed, all hearts bowed. My time is up in this ministration. You are out there. You are in here. Oh, songs are coming to my heart. I'm a man under authority. Is there anyone in this house that wants to make a decision for Jesus? I cannot round off this service without making this call. You know, you came to dance, to magnify God. We will do that. But is there anyone here that wants to say, Lord Jesus, I'm grateful for life, but I don't have you as my Lord and Savior? I want to make that decision for you. I want to receive the life of Christ so that I can say that this life that I have is the life of Christ. All right, don't sing yet. I love to worship. Let me just make this call and then I can step aside. Do we have anyone who wants to receive the life of Christ? You might be under the canopy outside. You might be within. You want to make a decision and say, Lord, Pastor, I've left Jesus. I don't even know where he is. All eyes closed. I'd like you to talk to God, everybody, and say, Lord, have mercy upon me. Forgive me. Wherein I have embraced lamentations and complaint, and I have not spoken about your goodness and your love. Have mercy upon me, my Father, my God. Brethren, are you talking to God? I want to walk in the reality of gratitude, a posture of worship, of magnifying the name of God. In my gratitude, I will not compare myself to anybody. I will not compare myself to anyone. I will simply say, Lord, I'm grateful. Beautiful beyond description, you are too marvelous for words. It is my best year ever because, Lord, you are with me. I thank you, my Father, my God. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Your amen can be better. Amen. Father, I thank you for Noah's Ark. 10 years, it has been you and you alone. We are grateful. 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 We are grateful, oh God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the next 10 years. Thank you for the manifestation of your power and your glory. We exalt your name, oh God. Thank you for the great and mighty things you're doing for us. Everyone that has heard your word, Lord, thanksgiving will never cease in our lives. Amen. The heart of gratitude becomes our reality. Amen. Take all the glory, take all the honor. Amen. For every leader in this house, thank you for equipping them for exploits. Amen. We lose nobody, we bury nobody. Amen. Nothing broken, nothing missing. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We are grateful. As we continue in this service, continue with us. Above all else, Lord, all the days of our life, we walk in the consciousness of gratitude. Blessed be your mighty name. In Jesus' name, we have given thanks. Celebrate the Lord God Almighty.